boy. 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all.
Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall.
All right. Coming in here at 1 minute past 6 p.m. It is WRUV FM Burlington, and it is Vinylthon Day. So we have an open schedule, and I'm going to be on here for the next couple of hours playing roots, rock, reggae, dubwise, usual vinyl selections here. Yours truly, Ja Red. Full playlist located at spinatron.com/WRUV, and connect with me in any way, shape, or form. Facebook.com/JaRed802, as well as, of course, Instagram page DJ Ja Red. So we're going to get straight into the music here. After a quick announcement. All right, like I said before, it is... technically, like over a couple decades ago, they started something called Independent Record Store Day, which was designed to challenge the dominance of then corporate music stores. And in the ensuing years, those corporate music stores have all started to fade out, have faded out largely. And by the late 2000s, with the revival in interest in vinyl music, they sort of pivoted the original Independent Record Store Day into a little something that they call, just Record Store Day. And some of the vinyl companies started to tailor specific releases, limited editions and stuff that would come out on today, Record Store Day. And at some point, College Radio got on board and created a concept called Vinylthon. And so all college radio stations around the U.S. are invited to participate in today's Vinylthon, and I'm here to do my part. So you're in tune to Ja Red. Music coming up directly after this quick announcement.
In order to maintain the iconic industries that define Vermont's rural charm, hundreds of migrant workers are forced to experience unjust working conditions. The dairy industry, in particular, is a key culprit of mistreating Vermont's roughly 1,500 migrant workers. According to MigrantJustice.net, an immigrant-led organization seeking economic justice for migrant workers in Vermont, Vermont migrant workers often work up to 60 to 80 hours per week, and are systemically excluded from worker and housing rights protections that other Vermonters are entitled to. What can you do to help? Start by learning about where your milk and other dairy products come from. Are the conditions at these farms equitable and humane, or do your dairy products lead to the exploitation of migrant workers? Thanks to the work of Migrant Justice's Milk with Dignity program, around 65 farms in Vermont and New York are covered under the program, in which workers are offered fair wages and humane labor and housing conditions. Check out MigrantJustice.net to learn more about this issue here in Vermont. This message is brought to you by your DJs at WRUV FM Burlington.
All right, like I said, roots rock reggae here coming up for the next couple of hours. Yours truly, Ja Red, hosting. Starting off with one of the legendary queens of reggae music, Judy Moats. The album is Black Woman, and the tune is Down in the Valley.